Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is the Morning Run with Han and Uma. We're now going to be taking a look at the One Belt, One Road initiative. Han speaks to Jiwei, Managing Director and Head of Cash Transaction Banking at Standard Chartered Bank China, about the risks and opportunities afforded.
So from a broad-based perspective, how can this One Belt, One Road initiative really spur on global growth, and which channels in particular?
If you look at the original objective of the One Belt, One Road, it's really, link China through Central Asia, West Asia, Southeast Asia, all the way to Europe, and to, Middle East and Africa as well. So the coverage is huge. Two-thirds of the world population, one-third of the, only one-third of the world GDP. So what's the impact on the overall global growth? The idea is the goal is to increase the development, increase the, the prosperity. But the idea is to say, first, create an infrastructure. Many of those Belt Road, country. And then I think Malaysia is probably the one with quite well-developed infrastructure. But you can imagine, along the way, many of them, and then the infrastructure is a bottleneck for further economic development. So ideally, create the linkage, have the connectivity, link all those countries together. By doing so, improve the infrastructure locally, which is your harbor, your electricity, right? Your road, your railway. So it's not only just on the road, the railway, and then things on your communication. All those can be considered infrastructure. Once that is completed, you will be able to then really increase what's the, investment across the Belt Road. Your trade flow cross Belt Road. It's not necessarily always means like say from China to other country. It could be other country back to China, or could be say Malaysia going to Africa. Using what established Belt Road infrastructure for Malaysia to tap into those export market. And then after this, there's also the financial, the cooperation. Think about you have the trade flow, how you can support it by all the trade finance, supply chain financing. Those are things, the financial cooperation. And then lastly, it's very importantly, is people-to-people connection, where how you, for the Belt Road country, for the people to travel freely, understand each other. Because then probably will be the, I don't know how long will that take, but it will be the ideal situation.
Now, you have clients in dozens of these countries that are set to be involved in this OBOI initiative. So what do you tell them about the plus points for the Malaysian story? Because if I'm a global investor and I understand this OBOI initiative is going to involve like 60-plus countries, mm-hmm. Why choose Malaysia?
Okay. Well, first, make the Belt Road work, right? You have to make sure it's, from the two things. One is have to make it continuously. So today, just imagine, if China wants to build a railroad to Singapore, can it bypass Malaysia? You can't. You have to go through Thailand, go to, Malaysia, go to Singapore. So that of course, this is just, one simple example. And then Malaysia is located overall, is very important in many of the supply chain for the global, part of the important for global supply chain. And it's very, become more and more important is, growing middle class. It's a very important market. So this is all the area because there's a strength of the Malaysia. Malaysia is also very, very important, the tourist destination. Today is for Chinese tourists, but tomorrow it could be for, people from, Africa, from other location. So all the area, I believe, there's a unique the strength of the Malaysia, leverage its own market, leverage its own know-how, can, play a very important role in the Belt Road
Now, what do you think will be the key risks to the realization of this Oboe initiative? Are we talking, you know, geopolitics, you know, domestic pushback, just slower global growth? What do you see being the key risks here?
Okay. There's actually, you know, like a many aspect of the risk. You talk about the you know, the geopolitical risk. There's also the, for example, the things. This is a longer term project. You know, even simple things. So your, you know, the currency risk, your exchange rate risk, your credit risk, even the local operation will be operational risk. Whether those, you know, say you have an outside company come over, does that truly understand what's the local regulatory environment? What's local, you know, the nitty-gritty, you know, the culture difference and how people operate locally. Any of those risk points may cause the whole project to fail. So that's why we don't want to, you know, de-emphasize on the potential risk for all those, you know, the Oboe project. So, but we believe when you raise a question, this is something we need to increase the transparency. First is understanding, you know, when those projects come over. Like if you use Malaysia as an example, and then the local community, local government, media, all play a role. Fully understand, this is not something, you know, come to force upon you. This is an opportunity. That means you have option. Whether you want to accept it or reject it, or whether you want to even accept it at your own pace, you know, you want to accept it at your own cross. So ideally, personally, I feel, you know, this is the good thing is always when you have the option. Because not only today is China doing this. Japan has been doing, you know, similar development project for quite a long time. So today, you know, when you have the option, it's always believed, you know, can find a way for the local community to benefit. Have your better financing term, have a better, you know, like an expert team. So that's one. And then a commercial organization like Standard Chartered Bank, we work with, you know, local community as well as a developer, you know, for the Chinese company, help them to mitigate, you know, some other risk, things on the, say, hey, for example, the, you know, the currency risk, the exchange rate risk. We have certain product. We work with insurance company, help them to mitigate, you know, credit risk. And then, you know, we work with other various, you know, financial, you know, the partner. And also because we also operate not only in China for more than 150 years, in Malaysia for more than 150 years. We are the only bank has a, you know, presence in all 10 ASEAN countries. And many of them has been there for more than 100 years. That's why we can help to do the due diligence, help them to understand what's the local, unique, cultural, legal requirement to make those projects be compliant.
All right, that was Jiwei Yi, Managing Director and Head of Cash Transaction Banking at Standard Chartered Bank, China.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.